Okay. No, it's been talked about before. You know, the news certainly has got a lot of news coverage on this. And I just, on this Friday, I thought I'd just clear the desk of this just because it just continues to frustrate me and continues to annoy me. And I think it should be more of an annoyance for the nation, myself, and I don't hear this getting a lot of attention. Overall, the election process that continues to be on an election basis every time an election rolls around, imperfect in many ways. Now, I'm not just talking about what's happening here in 2020 with some of the accusation things that are going on. I mean, we've had, and yet we've never figured out a way to make it perfect. And there have been cases, and I'm not talking about fraud. I'm just talking about mistakes that can happen with counts, mistakes that can happen with machines, votes that are sometimes discovered, and oops, got to add to those.
Or ballots can be affected by whatever.
Why isn't this more of an attention situation, just an overall basis of saying, let's get this election count right. Let's get rid of these just general mistakes and problems that we have. And it's been going on for a long time and just, eh. So in Iowa, and this is one I can't believe is not getting more attention. It's getting attention, but not more attention than it should be getting.
Okay.
There's a U.S. House race. A Democratic congressional candidate. Her name is Rita Hart. And she is filing an election contest, if you will, because she lost by 6 votes to her Republican challenger.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she got a recount.
Yeah, well, what do you hear what's going on with that? Now, and it's, you know, you think about some of the politics being played in the presidential situation. In this case, this U.S. House Democrat, instead of going through the processes of the Iowa recounts and such, she wants to go to the U.S. House to contest her election results, which would be contested under the Federal Elections Act. And since the House is democratically controlled, Republicans in Iowa are saying, hey, wait a second, you're playing politics. But does this sound familiar with a flipped script and some, you know, from Republicans accusing Democrats? Anyway,
there are certain steps that should be followed in before we get that far.
That's what the Iowa Secretary of State is saying. He's a Republican, says that Iowa voters should not have their will be overturned by partisan Washington, D.C. politicians, that there's processes to go through the state. So, but how did it get here? And this goes back to what I just said is like the mistakes. If I understand correctly, this Democratic challenger or candidate who lost to the Republican by 6 votes, she actually requested a recount in her 24 counties in her district after she trailed on election night by 47 votes. That was the original 47 votes.
Mm-hmm.
It was discovered there were a series of tabulation errors that twice flipped the race back and forth between the two candidates.
Gonna go for count 3?
And then when the recount was finally done, the 47-vote loss that she suffered now is down to 6 votes.
Okay.
So again, back to my point of, so you already know that you had a problem here where the recount showed that it's now down to 6, but you also had twice tabulation errors that took place in this one election. There have been countless stories. We've had a couple in Michigan where we had, what was that that race in northern Michigan where they...
It had to do with that Dominion system where some votes got flipped. It was a hugely GOP county, conservative county, and Biden won. And they felt, well, there's something wrong here. They went back and looked, and it was exactly the opposite of what it was supposed to be.
Again, and I'm not, I'll take fraud out of it, but I'm saying there's a prime example. It was discovered, and people say, well, you see, the system worked. Well, perhaps it did at that point, but in this case, where's the system working here or in other places? We still don't have a system which is 100% accurate with all the things that we think we have tried to do. And some say, okay, well, what's the big deal? You know, they did a recount and it changed. The big deal is what happens if you take the 24 counties and maybe there was a 6-vote discrepancy in every single county. Well, suddenly 6 times 24, there's a significant number of votes that could have turned the election.
Right.
This, you know, just the other day, Wisconsin finished its recount in the presidential election. And it was funny. I remember because the story, I can't remember what broadcast it was, but they talked about how, well, there's Wisconsin recount is done, and this is one that President Trump paid for.
And $3 million.
Yeah, and showed that Joe Biden still won. In fact, he even won by 87 more votes. Which, but again,
the counting, yes.
There was a mistake made. He might have still won, congratulations, but there was still a mistake made by 87 votes. Extrapolate that out into a number of counties across the country, and suddenly it adds up. You think back to all the hubbub over the 2000 presidential election, which, remember, in Florida, it was just, what, a 500-vote count or something like that.
It's close, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we've got about 3 years before the next presidential election, and I hope somewhere down the line they come up with a uniform method of voting and requirements on when you vote and a system that has heavy security and works. You'd think that with all the technology we have in this country, that they could come up with something better by then.
Well, what is the system for 100% accuracy? Because it's not there right now. And I guess, ladies and gentlemen, you're kidding yourselves. I'm a naive guy, but I'm not naive enough to know that every election that goes on, there are mistakes that are made, perhaps on a very localized basis. When you have few votes that need to be counted, you might have that 100% accuracy, but you take it out on national thousands of votes being made.
Right, and sometimes not mistakes. Sometimes people
there is fraud.
Alleging they put ballots through twice.
There's fraud that happens.
Ballots.
Don't see, but you, even if you took that out of the conversation, I'm not discounting that. Just general mistakes happen, and it seems like we're just accepting that as a country.
What percentage? What's acceptable? Yeah. If it's 1 or 2%,
exactly.
That probably is tolerable. I mean, it shouldn't make that big of a difference, but unless you're down to 6 votes.
Exactly. So if it makes that big a difference, what is the 100% accurate vote count for an election? What is it? Is it to have everyone take that piece of paper and mark your ballot and place it and have it counted by two opposite sides or whatever, knowing, I don't know.
Well, I think they, with the computer age, I think we need to take the human factor out of it so that you vote and it's tabulated by the equipment and you don't have people putting their hands on it.
Well, if you can find that 100% accuracy, you'll be a multimillionaire legend.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have things that send people to space and back safely with computers. I have a lot of confidence in the abilities of people if they have the right intentions of coming up with something.
Well, we hope so. 100% accuracy for something as important as your vote counted properly. All right, enough said.